Life is a boomerang. Over 2,000 years ago, someone tried to tell mankind life is a boomerang, but we haven't completely gotten it yet. It's a simple message that people have refused to believe. What we give is what we get. We reap what we sow. Whatever we put out will boomerang back to us over time. Not just in money, but also in how we treat others. In dealing with other people, the most important question to ask ourselves is, how do I want to be treated by others? If you treat others with kindness, love, patience, tolerance, forgiveness, and generosity, that is what will come back to you later. If you are mean, angry, hateful, intolerant, unkind, unforgiving, or impatient, that will come back to you later. There are consequences for what you put out to the world, good or bad. It is easier to see the results of this truth in the lives of others. It is much harder to see it in our own lives and to connect the dots. That is especially true if what you have been giving to others has not been all that good. In that case, who wants to accept the responsibility for the negative returns? No one does. Your experience with life is generally a reflection of your own choices, that is, of what you have been giving to the world. This truth can be seen best in hindsight. It is a spiritual law that is revealed when it is honestly examined over time. Yet, so many of us do not understand or believe the cause and effect principle of this truth. Many people can't or won't connect the dots to accept this truth as fact. Is the problem that we don't know how to be honest with ourselves and take responsibility for making choices that bring pain and suffering into our lives? Or is the problem that we see some people who hurt others appearing to get away with it, at least temporarily? Most people assume no personal accountability for their negative experiences, blaming the world for giving them back what they put out. That mindset completely ignores the fact that the world's reactions to us are mostly a reflection of our own past and current behavior. Once we truly accept that this spiritual law applies, regardless of our beliefs, it will motivate us to stop hurting others.